Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Good Money Revolution by Derek Kinney, published in 2022. This insightful book serves as your guide to not only making more money, but using it to foster greater good in the world. Derek Kinney, who is the CEO of Good Money Framework and the host of the Good Money podcast, draws on his wealth of experience as a former financial advisor who successfully managed a multi-million dollar business before dedicating himself full-time to advocating for financial change. Good Money Revolution is ideal for workers who want to enhance their financial health, individuals eager to contribute positively to society, and anyone seeking motivation to organize their finances. Kinney argues that earning money with a purpose does not just benefit the individual, but society as a whole, creating a compelling case for aligning personal wealth with philanthropic goals. Join us as we explore how Kinney's strategies can transform your financial outlook and help you invest in a better world. Good Money Revolution: How to Make More Money to Do More Good. Introduction. Discover the joy of earning more. It helps you and the world. Have you ever felt that money was a necessary evil? It's a common sentiment when we're drowning in bills and responsibilities. Yet imagine the possibilities if money was used as a force for good. Imagine turning the tide not only for your financial woes, but for others in dire need, both locally and globally. That transformative vision is at the heart of Good Money Revolution by Derek Kinney. Earning more isn't just about affording luxuries or padding your retirement fund, it's about enabling generosity. In Derek Kinney's philosophy, laid out brilliantly in his Good Money Framework, the purpose of accumulating wealth transcends personal gain. It's about leveraging financial success to foster positive changes and provide opportunities for others. Through this engaging narrative, you'll explore why increasing your income doesn't just benefit you, but also contributes to a global cycle of goodwill. You'll discover how the act of giving not only supports others, but significantly boosts your own happiness and satisfaction. Techniques to pinpoint and pursue your generosity. Purpose: a personal mission of giving that resonates with your values and life goals. Strategic approaches to enhance your earnings, enabling you to support more causes you care about. Kinney advocates that the real power of money comes from the good it can do when directed with intention and kindness. This principle isn't just uplifting, it's a call to action to transform our relationship with money and, by extension, impact the world positively. Part 1: How Earning More Enables Profound Generosity. When we think about wealth, our minds often jump to the luxuries it can afford: the sleek cars, sprawling homes, exotic trips, and gourmet meals. For many, accumulating more money seems like a direct path to elevating their happiness. But as life consistently reminds us, material wealth is no silver bullet for contentment. The shine of the new car dulls, the corners of our sprawling homes can still feel empty, and exotic locales never quite cure the restlessness within. However, there's a different side to money, one rooted not in acquisition, but in altruism. The true magic of money lies not in what it can buy for us, but what it can do for others. And in that spirit, transforming wealth into a tool for generosity becomes a source of profound joy. In Good Money Revolution, Derek Kinney presents a powerful premise: making more money is fundamentally good when aligned with purposeful generosity. This isn't just about being nice. It's hinged on a psychology that rewards the giver as much as, if not more than, the receiver. Consider a fascinating study from the University of British Columbia. Students were given a sum of money, half spent it on themselves, and the other half gifted it to others. By the day's end, those who donated their windfall reported a significantly higher level of happiness than those who didn't. This simple experiment underscores a profound truth. Giving not only changes the lives of recipients, it enriches the giver's emotions and motivates them toward even greater philanthropy. Thus forms a virtuous cycle. The more money you make, the more you can afford to give, enhancing your emotional well-being while contributing to the greater good. Take the story of Dave, a businessman who found himself disillusioned despite his success. It was only after revisiting his deeper values, recalling a visit to an impoverished village without a school, that he rediscovered his drive. Through strategic planning with Kinney, Dave aligned his business goals with his newfound generosity purpose: to fund the construction of a school. Motivated by this mission, his business's revenue surged. Earning money transforms in this light. It's no longer a pursuit for self-satisfaction, but a mission to fuel altruistic endeavors. This repositioning from personal wealth to communal enrichment, right at the heart of Kinney's philosophy, is not just inspiring, but actionable, showing us that the pursuit of wealth can indeed be a noble path when linked to genuine benevolence. Part 2: Unlock the Power of Purpose-Driven Finance with the Good Money Framework. Derek Kinney's guiding principle in Good Money Revolution isn't just about making more money, it's about making money matter. When we look at Dave's story from our previous discussion, the key lies not just in the act of giving, but in the targeted, purposeful approach behind it. This concept is meticulously structured within Kinney's 7-step Good Money Framework, which provides a comprehensive roadmap to not only boost your earnings, but to also enrich your life and those around you through deliberate generosity. The foundation of this framework begins with identifying your generosity purpose. This is something decidedly special to you, a cause that stirs your passion and drives your financial ambitions. For Dave, it was about helping to build a school. For you, it might resonate with environmental conservation, aiding medical research, or supporting local community initiatives. Whatever it is, defining this purpose is your first crucial step. Next, step 2, involves a deep dive into your current financial status and setting clear financial goals. These aren't just about long-term aspirations like buying a home or settling debts, but about aligning these goals with your generosity purpose. The intersection of personal financial success and philanthropic contribution is where the Good Money Framework truly shines. Step 3 requires you to define a specific income target, not just any lofty number, but an amount that realistically suffices your needs and furthers your ability to contribute to your chosen cause. This goes beyond mere desires and focuses on a sustainable, fulfilling financial planning. Step 4, perhaps the most challenging, is about devising strategies to increase your income. This might seem daunting, but is essential for enabling the kind of generosity you aspire to. We'll explore comprehensive methods to approach this in subsequent discussions. Following this, step 5 encourages developing a robust plan for saving and investing. Here, you'll decide how to distribute your resources. What percentage should be saved, invested, spent, or donated? Structuring your finances in this way ensures you maintain a healthy balance between growing your wealth and supporting your generosity purpose. Once your financial plan is set, step 6 is about action: implementing your strategy of generosity. This is when your plans transition into tangible contributions that impact the world. Finally, step 7 is about monitoring and adjusting. Regular reviews of your financial plan and contributions ensure that you stay on track, make necessary adjustments, and consistently align with your generosity purpose. Through these steps, the Good Money Framework isn't just a financial strategy, it's a transformative approach to living. By focusing on earnings as a means to support noble causes, you turn everyday financial decisions into powerful tools for global change. This strategy redefines the potential of personal wealth and sets a profound, purposeful course for your financial journey. Part 3: Boosting your earnings is easier with a generosity purpose. Let's delve into one of the most enticing parts of financial growth: earning more money. It sounds straightforward, but before you focus entirely on increasing your income, there are two crucial steps you need to address to lay a solid financial foundation. First, make saving a priority. This is essential for securing your financial future. Automate your savings if possible, and ensure that you're contributing adequately to retirement plans like a pension or a 401k. These steps ensure that even as you aim to increase your earnings, your financial base remains stable and robust. Second, tackle your debts aggressively. Don't settle for minimum payments. Instead, target your highest interest debts and pay them down swiftly. This proactive approach not only reduces the amount you pay in interest, but also frees up more of your income for saving, investing, or funding your generosity purpose. With these foundational strategies in place, let's talk about the more thrilling aspect: increasing your earnings. Here's a simple yet powerful strategy. Adopt an entrepreneurial mindset. This doesn't necessarily mean starting a new business, although that's certainly an option. It's about applying an entrepreneurial perspective to your current role. Question how you can enhance sales, improve productivity, or add tangible value to your organization. By identifying and amplifying the value you bring, you not only make yourself an indispensable asset, but also set the stage for discussing raises or bonuses. And when the time comes, don't hesitate to negotiate for the compensation you deserve, armed with evidence of the value you've contributed. Moreover, consider launching a side hustle. This could range from creative ventures like writing or graphic design to more service-oriented tasks such as tutoring or event planning. A side hustle not only bolsters your income, but also diversifies your revenue streams, providing greater financial security. Yes, this approach requires additional effort and commitment. However, keeping your generosity purpose in sight can provide the motivation needed to push through challenges. Remember, you're not just working for personal gain, but to support a cause close to your heart, which can significantly amplify your drive and satisfaction. Lastly, if you find yourself hesitating or struggling to take these steps, it might be time to examine your money mindset. Many of us harbor subconscious beliefs about money that could be limiting our financial potential. Addressing and reshaping these attitudes can be crucial in enabling you to fully embrace opportunities to enhance your income. So, as we move forward, remember that earning more isn't just about personal wealth. It's about creating greater opportunities to give back through your generosity purpose. Stay tuned, as we'll further explore how a positive money mindset can revolutionize your approach to personal finance. Part 4. Transform limiting beliefs to unlock your earning potential. Many of us carry inherited beliefs about money, often stemming from experiences in our childhood homes. If you grew up in an environment where money was scarce, you might view it as an adversary rather than a tool. For some, money symbolizes everything they lack. It becomes a representation of scarcity and unmet desires. This perspective can manifest in a couple of prevailing money mindsets that significantly hinder financial prosperity. First, there's the belief that money is inherently scarce, a mindset solidified by not having enough to meet needs comfortably. Then, there's the notion that money is a perpetual obstacle. As soon as you earn it, it's snatched away by bills and expenses, leaving you in a constant state of financial flux. Another common financial fallacy is skepticism about the growth potential of money. You might diligently save each month only to feel like it's never enough, further embedding the belief that financial security is unattainable. Moreover, many believe that meaningful generosity is exclusive to the wealthy, that significant contributions are beyond the reach of the average person. These mindsets are not just limiting, they're self-sabotaging. But the good news is, they can be changed. It begins with challenging and reversing these ingrained beliefs. Acknowledge the potential of money as a positive force in your life by adopting practices like regular savings, strategic debt repayment, and proactive income growth. Discuss money openly, especially if you have children. Instilling in them a healthy, proactive financial outlook from an early age can set them up for a life of financial confidence and competence. Particularly misleading is the notion that impactful generosity is reserved for the very rich. The principles of the Good Money Revolution debunk this myth, advocating that anyone can make a difference, regardless of income level. Generosity isn't just about the amount you give, it's about the intention and effort behind it. As we conclude this section, let's emphasize that embracing a positive money mindset is not just about personal gain. It's about enabling yourself to contribute to broader societal change. Generosity is a powerful act, capable of producing immense satisfaction and joy, which is accessible to everyone at any financial level. By transforming our relationship with money, we not only enhance our own lives, but also potentially touch countless others across the globe. Part 5: The Profound Impact of Generosity on Health, Wealth, and Happiness. Imagine Mary, a recent widow lost in the throes of grief, her health spiraling as she struggles to find meaning in her days post-tragedy. Retreating into the solace of baseball, she finds temporary distraction, but permanent relief evades her. It was only upon reconnecting with her late husband's passion for volunteerism at the local food bank that she starts seeing a glimmer of hope. Prompted by a suggestion, Mary decides to blend her love for baseball with her budding desire to honor her husband's memory. She secures a part-time job with the Texas Rangers, not for the paycheck, but with a pledge to donate her earnings to the food bank where her husband volunteered. This new role doesn't just fill her days, it fills her life with renewed purpose and connection, significantly improving both her emotional well-being and physical health. Mary's story encapsulates the essence of what giving can do. Her involvement with the Rangers and the food bank not only provided her with a supportive community and a sense of purpose, but it also led to tangible health benefits like increased energy and lower blood pressure. But the advantages of generosity extend beyond individual wellness. As you give more, you also find new motivations to increase your income, thus creating a cycle of prosperity that can extend to others. This kind of purpose-driven earning encourages you to find creative ways to make more money, which in turn fuels your ability to contribute more significantly. Moreover, generosity can inspire others. By acting on altruistic impulses, you set a precedent, motivating those around you to also contribute to causes they care about. It's a ripple effect of goodwill that can expand far beyond one individual's actions. Consider the business implications as well. In an age where consumers are more ethically conscious, companies that commit to charitable causes often find favor among customers. A choice between two identical products can be swayed by a commitment to donate a portion of proceeds to a noteworthy cause, enhancing the company's appeal and driving sales, thereby validating that businesses can thrive on the axis of profit and purpose. Whether you're in a position to donate a small fraction or a large portion of your earnings, the act itself remains potent. Start where you are, give what you can, and adjust as your circumstances evolve. Embracing generosity is more than just giving away resources. It's a strategic, fulfilling approach to life that enhances your personal well-being, inspires your community, and ultimately contributes to a better world. Generosity, therefore, is not just an act of giving, it's a lifestyle choice that offers profound rewards. Final summary. It's a misconception that lingers in many corners of society, the belief that money is inherently bad, particularly when financial struggles are a constant battle. However, Derek Kinney's Good Money Revolution challenges this notion, painting money not as a villain, but as a potent tool for positive change. The core premise of Kinney's philosophy is clear. More money in the right hands can lead to great acts of goodness. The key lies in aligning financial growth with personal values and community needs. By organizing your finances, boosting your earnings, and directing funds towards meaningful causes, money can transform lives, not just your own, but those of people around the globe. This approach does more than merely increase your wealth. It enhances your sense of purpose and satisfaction. As you engage in this virtuous cycle of earning and giving, you not only enrich your own life, but also contribute to a broader narrative of compassion and support. So, remember, the journey with money is not just about accumulation, it's about impact. The more effectively you manage and utilize your resources, the greater the good you can do. Embrace this empowering perspective and let your financial achievements become a catalyst for widespread positive change. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.